In this last week of 2011, APRN and member station reporters from across the state have been reflecting on the stories of this past year that stood out for them, some because they were important or difficult to report on, or, as in this first story from Sitka, because they were fun.
This is Robert Woolsey at KCAW in Sitka. Since I'm mainly the morning host at Raven Radio, time is at a premium when I do stories, which is why I dreaded going to Blatchley Middle School back in February to interview kids about the new Fish in Schools program. It takes a long time to get kids to speak. They're either mesmerized by the equipment or they're just shy and they don't say much. But it turns out that this sixth grader, Zach Wright, was the only interview I needed that day.
Do you know where the fish came from that was in your taco on Monday?
Actually, no, I don't.
It was caught here in Sitka.
Sweet!
Does it make any difference to you where your food comes from?
It's cool if it was here because it's like we're using it from around. We're not shipping from other places and we get to use less money.
The perfect student interview. Sweet. In Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is Annie Feit at APRN in Anchorage. My favorite story I worked on this year was about a group of military widows who came to Alaska for a retreat this summer. They wanted to bond with other women who understood what they were going through and, of course, have an Alaskan adventure. I followed them during a morning of rappelling off cliffs near Girdwood. Right away, I met Cheryl Dodson from North Carolina. She expressed concerns.
I'm really nervous about this.
But when it was her turn, Cheryl backed off the edge of the cliff with this amazing confidence and was whooping it up all the way down.
That was so awesome. I can't believe I did it. Yay! It was exhilarating. It was awesome. I want to do a bigger one now.
Yeah. She did two more cliffs that day, and I can only assume went back to North Carolina with new friends and a newfound love of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau. Here's a sound that stuck in my head for a good part of 2011. That's a sea otter being captured last spring near the village of Cake. I don't speak otter, but I think it was saying it had absolutely no interest in being tagged and fitted with a radio transmitter. I'm a science geek who also covers a lot of economic issues, so sea otters fit right into my idea of an interesting story. That's because their population and range are growing rapidly. They're having a serious impact on crabbers and divers who make their living off some of what the otters catch. And they catch a lot.
It's kind of like watching a Tasmanian devil eat.
Sonny Rice of Petersburg's Marine Advisory Program is just one of the people I interviewed this year on the subject. And I'm sure I'll talk to more. Another researcher just told me we're nowhere near the end of otter population growth. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.